Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by Josh, curious like a cat, Clark.
Rare.
How's it going, Josh?
It's going pretty well. Pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's funny, this exchange of pleasantries has brought to mind one of history's most notorious criminals. You and I were talking about him this morning over coffee.
Yeah.
Al Capone.
Scarface. Gotta love him. The weird thing is, you know, he's become this larger-than-life figure. He was running around in the 20s, you know, had Chicago and all sorts of other cities under his thumb. But when you start to dig into the guy, it turns out, like, he needs no exaggeration. He really lived this enormous life. Like, he really was public enemy number one in Chicago in 1 year. He made lots of money, right?
Obscene amounts of money. In 1927, he grossed $100 million, and today, that's equivalent to about $1.2 billion.
Yeah, so he's like Warren Buffett with a Tommy gun or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you know, the weird thing is he started out as a bouncer in a bar in Chicago for his boss, Johnny Torrio, right? And he moved his way up to enforcer. And an enforcer, somebody that you don't want to see when you owe Johnny Torrio money. But the thing is, to be an enforcer, all you have to do is have some muscle. You don't need much intellect and a willingness to break someone's legs should the occasion arise.
Yeah, but he was really smart, too.
He was.
When Johnny Torrio essentially retired, he was able to use his wiles to climb to the top.
Yeah, he consolidated Chicago's underworld. So my question is, he was this great gangster who committed all these brutal crimes and made all this money. Why was it that they could only pin tax evasion on him? I mean, is that even right? Was there something else that I'm missing? Is that fact or fiction?
No, that's fact. And it's funny because this is not an expression we would use in today's society at all. But the Treasury Department actually was quoted as saying that Al Capone had a natural Italian secretiveness about him.
And Candace just made air quotes.
Indeed. And at the height of his, I guess, killing spree and all of his crazy activity, 1 year, there were 64 people murdered under his rule. And in previous years, other gang activity murders resulted only to like 16
deaths.
Yeah,
the year before he consolidated power, it's like 16, right? Yeah.
And he was bribing people all across the city, police, politicians, prosecutors. He had everyone under his thumb, just like you were saying. And he was so careful about what he did when the St. Valentine's Day massacre occurred. And and some rival gang members were slain, he was not only far removed at his beach house in Florida, mm-hmm. he had a doctor's note saying that he was on bed rest.
Yeah, please excuse Mr. Capone. He didn't murder anybody today, right?
Yeah, he's not going to participate in gym. So anyway, after all this, essentially he was supposed to show up in court to be questioned about the massacre, and he didn't show up. So yeah. He's held in contempt. And that got the FBI involved. So the FBI and the Treasury Department started building a paper trail to see what Capone had been up to. And mm-hmm. essentially they found out that he hadn't been paying any taxes on any of that enormous amount of money that he'd earned.
Sure, which probably wasn't a big surprise for him.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the guy never even had a bank account in his life, and yeah. he only endorsed one check yeah. in his lifetime. But they held him in contempt of the court, and also they got him for tax evasion. So he was supposed to serve 10 years in federal prison, 1 year in Chicago.
I understand when he got out, he had contracted syphilis, right? And yeah. I think his doctor wrote that by the time he died, he had the intellect of a 12-year-old child.
A very filthy, rich 12-year-old child.
He probably still could have been a bouncer in a bar by that time, though, too.
Anyway, if you want to learn even more about Al Capone, read Why Was Tax Evasion the Only Thing Pinned on Said Al Capone on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.